بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations, the one who exists without a beginning and without a place and is unlike the creations. We ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of our beloved and master Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his kind ally and companions. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are talking about an important matter. And this matter is regarding some deviants that misuse the name of Islam and the name of Sufism. Among those people who misuse the name of Tasawwuf or Sufism is a man named Nazim al-Qubrusli, or they call him al-Haqqani. This man, he claims to be a Wali and he claims to be a Sufi and he claims to follow the Naqshbandi way, but in reality he is against true Sufism and he has beliefs that negate the true call of the Muslims and the Sufis. Just like there are other groups that misuse the name of Islam, such as the Wahhabis, who claim that Allah is a body and sitting on the throne and that he occupies places. Also those Sufi claimers, such as the Nazimites, the followers of Nazim al-Qubrusli al-Haqqani and his deputy Qabbani, they claim that Allah dwells also in the creations. So the creed of the Wahhabis, that is claiming that Allah sits on the throne or occupies a place, is a blasphemous creed. And also the creed of the Hululis, such as Nazim al-Qubrusli, who claims that Allah dwells into the creations, is also a blasphemous belief. But today we are concentrating on warning from the falsehood that Nazim and his followers committed and that we read in their books, and it's our duty to warn from the evil. To those who love Nazim al-Qubrusli, we know that you think that he is a Sufi and that he follows Tasawwuf. We know that you love Tasawwuf, but in reality Nazim is not a true Sufi. He is imitating the Sufis and he is claiming to be a Wali, but he is not, because of the abhorrent fatwas and the abhorrent sayings that we quoted from his books, such as cancelling the five prayers, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى, and claiming that he and his followers, by reading a part from the Qur'an, can attain a level beyond prophets, and likening the Muslims to the kafir, and believing in al-hulul, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, in claiming that Allah dwells into the creations, among other misguidance. This all contradicts al-Qur'an. If one compares what he says to the religion, then that person will leave Nazim al-Qubrusli's beliefs. In fact, he will start warning from them. Our Shaykh and Master Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, who was a great Wali, said in his book Adabul Murid, if you see the Shaykh do something wrong, bring it to his attention. If he quits, then he quits it, or else abandon him and follow the rules of the religion. This is why we warn from the evil. And unlike what Nazim says to his followers, he says to them, you have to be like the mindless sheep, and you cannot object to me even if you were Prophet Musa, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. This is arrogance. Today our topic is clearing the true Sufis, the true Sufism, from the misguidance of Nazim al-Qubrusli and his leader, Abdullah al-Daghistani, and his deputy, Hisham Qabbani. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us against those who deviate from him in a hadith related by al-Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam said, أُنَاسٌ مِّن جِلْدَتِنَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ بِأَلْسِنَتِنَا تَعْرِفُ مِنْهُمْ وَتُنْكِرْ دُعَاتٌ عَلَىٰ أَبْوَابِ جَهَنَّمْ مَنْ أَطَاعَهُمْ قَذَفُوهُ فِيهَا. This hadith means there are people whose skin is the same color as ours, who speak the same language as we speak. They mix correct matters, which you know, with bad matters, which you denounce. They mix the correct statements with the deviated ones. They stand by the gates of hellfire, inviting others to enter it. If one listens to them, they push him into it, into hellfire. This hadith and others, they apply on Wahhabis and they apply on such Sufi claimers such Nazim al-Qubrusli. We are not against Sufism. The reality of Sufism is asserted from the Quran and the Hadith. And in fact, the head of the Sufis is our Prophet, peace be upon him, because he was the most obedient to Allah and he was the most doing optional deeds. And that is what the slogan of Sufis is: doing the obligations, refraining from all the sins, and after that, adhering to the optional deeds and doing Qiyamul Layl and other matters of ibadah for the sake of Allah and optionally. Today, inshallah, we are going to be quoting some of the words and some of the statements that are mentioned in the books of Nazim al-Qubrusli and that one must leave and must warn from. Because our master Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin said, this religion, إِنَّ هَذَا الْعِلْمَ دِينَ إِنَّ هَذَا الْعِلْمَ دِينَ فَانْظُرُوا عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ. This means, this knowledge contains the rules of the religion. So look thoroughly into the person from whom you acquire the knowledge of the religion from. Thus, we have to show the truth and expose the devious ones. We thank Allah Ta'ala who protected this religion by scholars and by great awliya that implement their knowledge, who are true Sufis, humble, knowledgeable, and eager to spread the call of Islam. May Allah raise their rank, and we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us among the amdad of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in supporting and defending this great religion. But Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran, in the ayah, that means if you love Allah, then follow the Prophet to earn the rida, the acceptance of Allah. And our master Al-Junaid said, the route that leads to the acceptance, rida, and reward from Allah is blocked except from those who follow the footsteps of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After thorough research about Sheikh Nazim al-Haqqani al-Qubrusli, and after hearing his speeches and meeting with some of his so-called students, our great master and great wali, Imam Ahmad al-Rifa'i, radiyallahu anhu, said, say, al-Shafi'i said, Malik said, Ahmad said, Abu Hanifa said, validate your essential dealings through the basic knowledge, then direct your attention to the extra sayings. This was mentioned in Al-Burhan Al-Mu'ayyad. He also said, submit to the special situations of the people of Sufism as long as they do not contradict the rules of the religion. For if they do, definitely cling to the rules of the religion. So that means when you find them oppose Islam, you must leave them and cling and adhere to the religion. And the great Mawlana Sheikh Abdul Qadir Al-Jailani radiyallahu anhu told us to abandon the Sheikh if he opposes the religion and rejects the advice from those who give it to them. So from this, dear brothers, know that Al-Qubrusi is being followed blindly and ignorantly, and he does not have value to the Islamic knowledge nor acquiring it. Among the things he says about knowledge, he said, one is not entitled to refute or object to any of the matters of his Shaykh, even if he contradicts the rules of the religion. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. This is the reason he wants to say this, so that people don't expose him and don't know the truth about him. Also, Al-Qubrusi says, you must follow us without judging or objecting. Also, he said, as far as the actions of your Shaykh are concerned, don't try to weigh them. Don't try and to evaluate them with your mind, even if you be Prophet Musa. See all what we mentioned, quoted in his book called Mercy Oceans, Pink Pearls, page 45 and page 47. We say, the great master of Sufis of his time, Al-Junaid Al-Baghdadi, who was even praised by the head of the Wahhabis, Ibn Taymiyyah, who said about Al-Junaid, he is a great knowledgeable scholar. This great Junaid said, the one who does not memorize the Quran or learn the Hadith is not followed in this knowledge, because our knowledge is bound by the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So how could Nazim try to dispraise acquiring the knowledge and try to say not to evaluate the Shaykh? Among the things that Qubrusi says, he says, the orders of the Qutb, the Supreme Shaykh, are the orders of Allah, and his will is equivalent to Allah's will. This was mentioned in his book, Mercy Oceans, page number 6. Such kufr belies Al-Quran. Allah Ta'ala said in 81:29, the ayah that means, you only will that which Allah willed for you. So that means nothing happens in this world except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also Al-Qubrusi said in his book Mercy Oceans another statement that if the believers read it will be shaken from such resemblance for Allah to the creations. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Al-Qubrusi also said in his book Mercy Oceans page 9, he said, Allah called Muhammad to his divine presence. Then he said, the Prophet went as ordered, just as a dignitary is received by the Queen of England. This belies Al-Quran. Allah Ta'ala said the ayah that means, do not claim anything similar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nazim Al-Qubrusi also claims that there are creations that are eternal without a beginning. In his book Mercy Oceans, page 13, he said, he is a king, meaning Allah. Allah was ready without a beginning, and his servants also were ready without a beginning. This statement is kufr. He is claiming both Allah and the slaves are eternal without a beginning, and that the slaves are parts of Allah. This conviction is blasphemy by consensus ijma' of the scholars. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran, هُوَ الْأَوَّلِ, which means Allah is the only one who is eternal without a beginning. هُوَ الْأَوَّلِ. He didn't say هُوَ أَوَّلِ. He said هُوَ الْأَوَّلِ. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is not a body. Allah dispraised the blasphemers in Al-Quran for such a saying in Ayah 43:15. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran, وَجَعَلُوا لَهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ جُزْءًا. The ayah means, they claimed among the slaves is a part of Allah. Allah has no beginning. The Prophet said in the hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari, Allah existed eternally and nothing else was existing. That means Allah Ta'ala existed without a beginning and without a place. And He now exists as He was, without a beginning and without a place. Before time, before place, before the directions, before air, before the skies, Allah Ta'ala exists without a place. Also on page 82, Mercy Oceans, Nazim explicitly makes a declaration of the creed of Hulul, unity of the slaves with the Creator. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. They claim that Allah dwells and embodies the creations. Undoubtedly, this is not the creed of the Muslims nor Sufis. The true Sufis, they disown the creed of Hulul and they say Allah exists without being in a place or in a direction, because Allah Ta'ala is the Creator. He exists unlike the creations exist, without a beginning and without an end. Imam Ibn Arabi, he said, مَنْ قَالَ بِالْحُلُولِ فَدِينُهُ مَعْلُولِ وَمَا قَالَ بِالْإِتِّحَادِ إِلَّا أَهْلُ الْإِلْحَادِ. So even Ibn Arabi disowns the creed of Hulul, although some of his books might have some things that he did not even say that were inserted into his books by some. But he said, the one who believes in Hulul, then his religion is flawed, is corrupted, because Hulul is the creed of the disbelievers. They claim that the one who recites a verse from Al-Quran, the ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربي الآية, they claim by reciting this ayah you will attain that which prophets and walis have not attained. See this statement in Al-Wasiyyah page 6 and page 13. Abdullah al-Daghestani and his follower Nazim al-Qubrusli, they say the statement. And this belies al-Quran. They are claiming that by reading this part of Surah al-Baqarah, you can become better than the prophets. This belies the Quran of chapter 6, verse 86, the ayah that means, we gave every prophet merit over the rest of the creations. وَكُلًّا فَضَّلْنَا عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. So a true believer, how could he be silent and not warn from such people who claim that by reading this part of Surah Al-Baqarah, you can become better than the prophets and better than all of the awliya? وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Please check the references. Do not defend blindly. Don't say he did not say this, he did this. Go check the references. You will find what we quoted is exactly in his book, as we quoted. By this statement alone, he's claiming that him and his followers are better than the prophets, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And Imam Al-Qurtubi said, the prophet is better than the wali is a matter firmly established intellectually and in the texts, in the sharia. The one who opposes that is a blasphemer. This is the saying of Imam Al-Qurtubi, rahimahullah ta'ala. So no matter how high level of a wali a person can reach, he will never be better than the prophets. And also, no matter how high in level a wali can be, he will never be higher in status than our great master Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, or our great master Umar ibn al-Khattab, or Uthman ibn Affan, or Imam Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Also, among the abhorrent statements of Nazim al-Qubrusli is his claim that the blasphemers, kuffar, and the believers are equal. In Al-Wasiyya, page 12 and 14, Abdullah al-Daghestani, the leader of Nazim al-Qubrusli, he claims that, quoting the following, he claims, Allah does not differentiate between a blasphemer, an enormous sinner, a believer, or a Muslim. Rather, all are equal to Allah. A'udhu billah from such statement that is clearly against the Quran and clearly against the teachings of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This belies al-Quran in many verses. It belies the following verses. The ayah which means, do we make the Muslims equal to the blasphemers? How do you make such a judgment? In chapter 68, verse 36. Also in chapter 4, verse 145, Allah Ta'ala said in the ayah, that means the hypocrites are in the lower levels of hellfire. And in chapter 1, verse 6, Allah Ta'ala said the ayah that means those are the worst of the entire of the creatures, about the kuffar. So how could one liken the Muslims to the blasphemers? وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And how could the person hear this and sit there silently saying, Nazim al-Qubrusli is a wali, he is Sultan al-Awliya, and other things. He has horrendous, abhorrent beliefs. Nazim claims that the ways which lead to hellfire are accepted ways to Allah. A'udhu billah. This is like the belief of the Batiniyya. Look at this statement in his book, Mercy Oceans, page 78, page 65, and page 66. How could the ways of hellfire be the same and be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran, in the ayah of chapter 20, page Surah 74, the ayah that means, he, the kafir, shall not die in it, in hellfire, and shall not have a good living. So how could the ways that lead to hellfire be accepted by Allah? Also, Nazim al-Qubrusli equates Islam with all invalid religions. In Mercy Oceans, page 32, he said, all religions teach people the ways of real obedience to Allah Almighty. By this statement, Nazim al-Qubrusli also contradicted Al-Quran. In chapter 3, verse 19, Allah Ta'ala said in the ayah that means, the only acceptable religion to Allah is Islam. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. So how could one compromise and try to claim that وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى the ways that lead to hellfire are accepted by Allah and that invalid religions lead to the correct teachings وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Also among the ugly fatwas of Nazim al-Qubrusli, he says, urging, looking to another's unlawful nakedness, awra, he urges to people for that, and he claims that it is something good, even obligatory on some. See his statement on in Mercy Oceans, page 20, where he legitimates, he allows the person to look at the awra of the woman, and he claims that if he looks at the awra of the woman, at her private parts or others, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى, then he would be purifying her. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. This belies Al-Qur'an. Chapter 24, ayah 30, Allah Ta'ala said in the ayah with that means, O Muhammad, order the believers to lower their gaze. So how could a person claim that looking at the awra is permissible for him? What is the target behind this fatwa and that statement? If you see pictures on the internet with him and his wife, you will see that she's not even wearing proper covering. Her hijab is not proper. Her awra is shown. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And despite this, he claims that he is Sultanul Awliya. Also among the ugly things he says is he cancelled in one of the events the prayers, the obligatory five prayers. He said prayers are not obligatory on the wives. And he claims that women must only say three times the Shahada every day. You can see this in his page, Mercy Oceans, page 70 and 71. This belies Al-Quran, chapter 1, ayah 43, which means perform the prayers. But Nazim al-Qubrusli claimed, when he was asked, he told them, you don't have to pray, all you need to do is say the Shahada three times. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. No wali and no Sufi will say that. Also, Nazim renders blasphemy, kufr, as a temporary condition, and simply by reciting Al-Fatiha, anyone is guaranteed safety in the hereafter. You can read this in page 58. How could he say that when it is known that if a person said the kufr, then he is no longer Muslim? Al-Bukhari related that a man had memorized Surah Al-Baqarah and Al-Imran. Yet, he later apostatized. He died as a kafir. Why? Even though he memorized Al-Fatiha and Surah Al-Baqarah, he committed kufr. He committed some other type of ridda, and he is considered as a murtad. We don't say if one recites Al-Fatiha once in his lifetime, he will always stay as a Muslim, guaranteed paradise. Because even if the Muslim recites Al-Fatiha or the Shahadatayn, and then he curses Allah or cusses the prophets or the angels or the religion of Islam or disrespects Allah or his names or the prophet, peace be upon him, or the Quran, or throws the Quran in disrespected places, or doubts about the existence of Allah, or claims that Allah is a body, or that Allah sits on the throne, or that Allah dwells into his creations, or that Allah is literally everywhere, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى, all of this is called riddah. It is kufr. And if someone claims that the world is eternal and that hellfire comes to an end, this is also kufr. That's why the scholars refuted Ibn Taymiyyah for saying such kufr. And they considered him as a murtad, and that's why they imprisoned him and he died in prison. Because he used to claim that hellfire comes to an end, and he used to claim that the world is eternal, and he used to claim that Allah sits on the throne. Although Ibn Taymiyyah claimed to be a Muslim and a scholar, but he was not, because he deviated from the Quran and the Sunnah, and also he belied the ijma', unanimous agreement of the Muslims. And reading the statements of Nazim al-Qubrusli, they show also deviation from the Quran and the ijma'. These are some of the statements of Nazim al-Qubrusli, his Shaykh al-Daghestani and his student Hisham Qabbani, which we chose to bring to your attention and to comment on very briefly in accordance with the rules of the religion. No Muslim would feel comfortable with the deviant teachings of these men. We see their teachings the result of a school of dangerous to the religion and dangerous to the nation of the Muslims. It is too far-fetched to believe these statements are fabricated and planted in the books of Al-Qubrusi. Some people will try to say that. These books are still distributed under his supervision and the supervision of his deputy Hisham Qabbani. Moreover, they have been taped and there has been trustworthy Muslims who have met Sheikh Nazim and they have quoted him as saying these statements. These books are still being printed by the name of Nazim and by the name of his deputy, and their followers are still saying that. We have debated some of them and they blindly keep defending him, calling him Sultanul Awliya and claiming that he is the head of the Sufis, etc., and truly following the Naqshbandi way. And in reality, the true Naqshbandis don't like him. We asked some of the Naqshbandis of nowadays. In fact, our great master Uthman Sirajuddin, he was the imam and the master of the Naqshbandis of his time. His murids told us that they don't like Nazim al-Qubrusli. In fact, Nazim ruined the reputation of the Naqshbandiya because of his bad beliefs. Because of these books that and the teachings and the tapes that cause a bad name to the true tasawwuf. Whatever the case may be, these books contain many perversions dangerous to the religion and its rules, and the one who accepts them and believes in them becomes among the atheist batinis. Even if he identifies himself as a religious Sufi, the belief of Al-Hulul is among the most abhorrent blasphemy. Those who say that Allah Ta'ala is dwelling into His creations or unites with His creations. It is a must to take a warning and warn the Muslims at large from the teachings of Nazim al-Qubrusli and from the creed of the Hulul. And any Sufi claimer who claims to be Sufi but in reality he is not. It is incumbent upon the one who makes such statements to retract them and repent to Allah. If someone believed in some of the statements that we mentioned, that Nazim mentioned, they are kufr statements. And if Sheikh Nazim says that these statements are fabricated and planted in his books, it is incumbent upon him to announce as such and to bring to the attention of the people the lies contained in his books. If he says these are written on him, to repent in the proper way, to warn the people from them. Ordering the lawful and forbidding the unlawful is obligatory, and it is the course of the people of sincerity. No matter how bitter the truth is, they will accept it. So if he admits that these are his statements, claiming that Allah dwells in the creations, and that he legitimated looking at the awra of women, and that he claimed that if you recite Aman al-Rasul al-Ayah of Surah al-Baqarah, you might attain a level higher than the prophets, and the many, many other statements that we found in his books, then he must repent from them, leave this blasphemy, and say the Shahadatain, and adhere to the way of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah, and the way of the four schools of the Muslims. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith, من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد, which means the one who does something contrary to our methodology is rejected. So he had contradicted the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in many statements. One is obligated to acquire the knowledge in order to identify the truth from the falsehood, to know what is right and what is wrong. And if he does not acquire the knowledge, that person will be lost. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. He created all the creations. He does not resemble the creations in any way. He exists without being in a place. Allah has no partners. He is not a body or a form. He is not like the soul, not like the air, not like the soul, not like the light, literal. He is nur in the sense that he guides the people. He is not occupying a place. He is not everywhere. He is not sitting on the throne. Allah exists without a place. And Sufism is based on the pure teachings of Al-Quran and Al-Sunnah. So beware of the misled Sufi claimers. We rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we seek His reward. We ask Allah to keep us steadfast on the creed of the Prophet and the creed of the companions and the creed of the Salaf. Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi rahimahullah said, Ta'ala ya'ni Allah ani al-hudud wal-ghayat wal-arkan wal-a'da' wal-adawat wa la tahwihi al-jihat al-sitt kasa'ir al-mubtada'at. وقال ومن وصف الله بمعنى من معاني البشر فقد كفر. Such statement of Imam Abu Ja'far clears Allah from dwelling into the creations or from occupying a place or being in any of the six directions, and that whoever ascribes any of the attributes of the creations to Allah, then that person has blasphemed. We ask Allah Ta'ala to protect us from blasphemy, to keep us steadfast on Al-Islam. Allah Ta'ala said, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. We ask Allah Ta'ala to make us among those who order al-ma'roof and forbid al-munkar. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to keep us steadfast on this religion. Ameen. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ونسأل الله أن يمدنا بأمداد الرسول محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأمداد الأولياء والصالحين. We ask Allah to give us the amdad of the great awliya and to keep us steadfast on the true Sufism way and on the way of the Prophet, peace be upon him. والسلام عليكم.